Welcome back, listeners. We are two men in this shit, totally uncensored. I'm accompanied by George the Lighthouse Smith, navigator student of perils of politics and just life's trials and tributations. I am Chris the Buddha Belly Wingspan Jufro Campbell. Happy 4th of July weekend, George.
Yeah, it's that time of year again, isn't it? I always forget.
Well, it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite holidays, you know. Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Christmas, pretty much in that order.
Yeah.
Maybe 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I don't know. They flip-flop back and forth.
Yeah, you get your one hot dog of the year.
Well, it's going to be two hot dogs after we ate a foot long there.
It is.
Tropicana Field.
Which was $15 for that foot long.
You keep bringing that up. I mean, because
I brought it up last week, and you said, well, we need to clarify that that wasn't a regular hot dog and that we paid $15 for a regular hot dog. No, it was a foot-long $15 hot dog. So there, is that enough clarification for you?
I mean, I think it clarified it for everyone else, too.
All right.
And you may sound like we just got a, you know, 4-inch hot dog for $15.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because you were bitching about it. So now you're complaining I brought it up?
I ain't complaining about anything.
I hope this isn't going to be a bitch fest on your side here.
What?
I said, I hope you're not going to bitch the whole time.
So essentially, that hot dog is 80 cents an inch. So, I wonder what you are.
That's very funny, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, so you were just up here for your little girl's birthday, and you went back down to Georgia, and while you were up here, we stopped by the Black Rose, and after we went shooting, which was a great time. I enjoyed shooting a lot. Something I think we need to do more often.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun actually getting out there shooting my pistol for a change. I really enjoyed that, so, yeah.
Yeah, but we stopped by the Black Rose, you know, home base, my favorite little dive bar, and it's a small world. When you're playing landlord and rental property manager, I ain't going to say her name, but she, who you were dealing with, is now the new bartender at the Black Rose.
No.
And from what you tell me, she's my number one fan.
Yeah, she, I think I deleted the text, but yeah, she's not really a fan of yours. She said, let me see.
I am number one in her world. I am the number one rudest person that she dislikes since moving down here.
Well, hold on here. I hear her. Let me send you what she sent me here. So is your buddy always a dick, or is it just towards me? And I was like, he's like that with everyone. He's always fucking around. She goes, he's not funny. He's a dick and the first person I have met here that I genuinely dislike.
You know, I love living rent space in people's heads like that. I mean, she's a bartender. She fucking really has got to complain to you? Please. She's kind of petty. But either way, I enjoy the fact that I'm number one in her world, even though I'm number one asshole or dickhead or however she said it. I like being number one.
Now you're a dickhead, apparently.
Well, I like being number one. You know what the problem is that, you know, people like her don't like when they have a stage and you can reverse the jokes on them, where instead of everyone laughing at me, I turned it around and people were laughing at her. And she didn't like that reversal there. So I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Not to mention I said she was moving down here to escape heroin and meth. So,
well, I'm sure you'll have a chance to discuss that at a later date.
Yeah, I was going to stop by and do a little day drinking today, but I decided to, you know, do important things like pay my rent and get groceries.
Yeah. You were kind of getting a little lean there. But anyway, yeah, on my trip down here, I noticed a few things. I noticed truck drivers can't drive our shit anymore. I mean, they're constantly weaving all over the lanes and all that. I had to slow down how many times because idiots can't stay in their lanes. They just hire anybody to drive trucks nowadays because they're desperate.
Well, it's also one of those things. Drivers are way more distracted than that what they were when you're on the road.
That's true. That is true.
They got a lot of different things going on. And, you know, even when I'm not on my phone playing Pokemon driving, when I just simply touch screen on my radio, I find myself swerving around because Because back in the day, you could actually use your hand and feel the buttons and knobs. Now, it's just a touchscreen, so you have to take your eyes off the road. And everything in the truck is touchscreen.
That's true.
So he may not be on his phone, this and that and other, but he might be doing some touchscreen shit. So.
All right, well, thank you for defending the truckers. Good call. Okay.
Well, I'm just thinking outside the box. Now, some of them are probably shitty drivers, and they just fucking can't fucking drive.
But now, I stopped at my favorite convenience store, Buc-ee's. I'm telling you.
It's weird. This is an amazing phenomenon to me. When you talk about things and things show up on your phone. And I was scrolling through Snapchat today, watching videos on Snapchat while taking a Dookie Duke. So you get all the details. And one of the pictures, a long little video, is on how badass Buc-ee's is and how great it is to be employed there and how they get paid and the vacation and the medical and all this other stuff.
Yeah, they have a sign. They have a sign right there at the gas pumps that tells you if you work there how much you'll make and all that. They actually pay their people pretty good, man.
It's a wild phenomenon that here you talk about Buc-ee's, got to stop by Buc-ee's. And like when I was going down there, you kept saying, stop by Buc-ee's, you like Buc-ee's. And now all of a sudden, shit's showing up on my phone. For our listeners, if they're going through South Carolina, fill us in on what Buc-ee's is.
Well, they're mainly in Texas, if I recall, but now they're in Florida. There's one in Kentucky or some in Tennessee. They're in Georgia and South Carolina now, too. But Buc-ee's is just a convenience store, a huge-ass store. Trucks aren't allowed in. I mean, when I say trucks, I mean tractor-trailers. They're not allowed in the parking lot. There's like 60 gas pumps, so you're not sitting there waiting on some jackass who went inside to grab a hot dog or something. And you go inside, you can watch them make fudge. You can watch them make barbecue. They're famous for their barbecue sandwiches. They have, I don't know how many soda machines with all different types of sodas, and brand names, Buc-ee's, off-brands, all kinds of stuff. Plus, one section of the store just sells like nothing but household stuff, you know. Like, I mean, you can buy souvenirs. I mean, and Buc-ee's has their own line of everything. I bought a bag of Buc-ee's chocolate-covered peanuts and some chocolate-covered pretzels. And everything's priced good, too, man. I mean, I went in there and I bought those two bags of pretzels and peanuts. I got a soda and I got two packs of gum. I spent $11. It's good. And the bags are huge. They're like 12-ounce bags. Well, they're 18, 20-ounce bags, something like that. They're big bags. But, yeah, if you don't know what a Buc-ee's is and you pass one, you need to go to a Buc-ee's if you're traveling because they are the greatest store you will never fuck with. I love Sheetz, but Buc-ee's puts Sheetz away because you can even order food there. Obviously, they have a lot pre-made from their barbecue sandwiches, but they have a screen where you can order just like at Sheetz or anywhere else, you know. So Buc-ee's is the way to go, and you missed your opportunity when you came down here.
Oh, I'll have another opportunity, but yes, that time of driving down, I should have fucking stopped and listened to my pal, because you never steer me wrong. Most of the time we recommend shit, it actually works out, so
That is true.
So I fucked up there, kind of. I'm sure I'll get another fucking chance at it, though.
All right, well, don't fuck up the second chance. Might not get a third.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the way these truck drivers drive, I mean, they drive like they got Trump in the back seat. In their bed trying to grab the steering wheel
I know. According to Cassidy Hutchinson, that's what he likes to do and choke Secret Service agents and all that. But, you know, there's a flaw to that story, though, because, number one, he wasn't in the limo. He was in an SUV, which would be easier to do instead of being in the limo. But here's the biggest, you know, the biggest problem is that the Secret Service agents said it never happened. The January 6th committee doesn't want to call them back to testify, and they still want to go on TV and try to push this narrative. Because it ain't about getting to the truth. It's about trying to get Trump indicted so he can't run again. But even then, though, even if he reached for the steering wheel and choked an agent, what does that have to do with everything that happened at the Capitol? Nothing. Has nothing to do with it. So once again, these hearings are a joke.
Well, one thing I do know, if it was Biden that did all that, he would succeed because he would have all that Naval Academy training. True. You know, all that hand-to-hand combat that you get at the Naval Academy. So
very true. Very true.
Yeah.
So good thing. Yeah. Good thing it's not Biden. Good thing. Yeah. Yeah. That's just. Yeah. Okay. Let's just leave it on that. But okay.
This, before we got on this, and just for our listeners to catch you up on our pre-conversation, you know, this is the type of news cycle that I just hate. It's always fucking somehow, some way, made it into just the fucking mainstream. Like, you can't avoid it. And it's bullshit lies.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't get over. Like, who would put her on the stand? What? Everyone, almost every politician is a lawyer. What politician was like, you know what? You weren't there. You didn't eyewitness it. This is all hearsay?
Yeah, but here
but yet they're willing to put a motherfucker up there to do that?
Well, that's because they're not a court of law. But yeah, they all they want to do is get the story out there, because once the story's out there, everybody on the left will believe it. And I guarantee, if you go on Facebook here, people are going to be posting memes and be pushing this false information. And that was their main goal, and that's why they didn't bring the agents back to rebut any of it, because their main goal is just to push false narratives. That's all it is. So. But, you know, the way she was getting around it was, because apparently she used to have a Republican lawyer, but then 2 weeks before she testified, she got a Democratic lawyer. And then and if you really listen to her testimony, she never really puts herself in a position to say that she's lying. Everything is, I was told, I was in the vicinity, you know, like, I mean, people like to use that in the vicinity. I mean, that don't mean shit. You don't know nothing. When that at the Camp Lejeune gate a couple years ago, when that one guard shot the other guard by accident, I was in the vicinity too. I was somewhere on base, but I don't know what the fuck happened because I wasn't there at the gate. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, be in the vicinity. That's how she got around all this, just so she couldn't be called a liar. But it was all hearsay. That everybody, apparently she's like Forrest Gump. She's everywhere. Everybody runs to her and tells her everything. And so she's the one who can go. Why didn't they call people that were actually there? Well, because it never happened, that's why. So, bunch of lies.
I mean, you bring up a great question. A lot of things are perspective. Like, what is vicinity? Like, is it a block away? Is it 2 blocks away? Yeah. You know, if there's a massive fire in downtown Jacksonville here, I live in Jacksonville. Like you said, I was on Camp Lejeune. I'm in the vicinity of the town.
Yep.
Like, What is normal vicinity? Where would you place that at? I would say a block away, maybe.
I might go a block. Maybe two, depending on how big it is. But you know, it's just nonsense how they get away with pushing this narrative that nobody's really buying anyway. The committee, when it started coming out that everything she said was refuted, their answer was, well, people's recollections shouldn't really matter. Everybody remembers things differently. But we have the utmost confidence in her credibility, and we believe everything she said. Even though you have agents, Secret Service agents, saying that never happened. It's amazing, dude. Amazing. But some idiots on the left will believe it. As you know, I've done battle with some leftists here in the past week or so, and they don't like facts. You know, they always come back with, I can say whatever I want. It's my opinion. I said, okay, fine, but I'm telling you the facts. And if you don't like it, fuck you. Whatever. So, oh man. But anyway, don't get me started on these idiots. Go ahead and talk about your July 4th special hot dog that you're looking forward to, your sunburn, and all this other good stuff.
Well, I mean, like I said, sometimes I love politics. I like talking about politics. I actually enjoy debating politics, but man, it just seems so nonstop this summer. Just, and I think part of it is too how we're living right now. We're living in the misery of bad politics. You know, when Trump was in office, I felt proud to be American, and I felt really good talking about politics. Now it's just, you know, it was almost $60 to fill up my little fucking Jeep, fucking Ford Banger Cherokee. I barely bought any groceries. It was almost $200. You know, it just, you know, it's sad news when you hear about bad politics and then you live in a bad life because of the bad politics. And ain't no one doing shit about the bad politics.
Well, just what you bring up there. I mean, here's what the Biden administration is known for since they've taken office: record high inflation. Which, if you speak with Joe Biden, it's not his fault. We all know that nothing's his fault. He says the tax cuts that Donald Trump gave everybody in 2017 is responsible for the inflation today. So he says Trump gave it to all the rich people, and going out and buying boats doesn't help inflation. which is another, you know, obviously it's another lie Joe Biden pushes, because 82% of middle-class voters received that tax cut. Now, if you remember when it happened, also, a lot of people complained, oh, I don't see any relief on that, because Americans are conditioned to wait till the end of the tax year and then receive. God, you make a lot of noise writing over there, buddy. Your microphone's picking everything up. But anyway, Americans are conditioned to get that big tax break at the end of the year, right? That check, right? Right?
Right.
Okay. Right. I'm making sure you're there, buddy. Shit. But when people didn't get that big check, they said, oh, I got screwed. Trump didn't give me nothing, because they failed to realize that they were getting more back throughout the year. So, but that's what Biden's trying to play on now. So he's causing inflation on a 2017 tax cut, which any simple person, you don't have to be an economics major or anything, would realize that that's total horseshit. But anyway, besides the record high inflation, you got the baby formula shortage, which they knew for months was going to happen, did nothing about it. You got record high gas prices, which we all know is Putin's price hike, Russia, which is horse shit. We got 13 dead American service members in Kabul bombing. We got Americans left behind in Afghanistan. Vaccine mandates, tampon shortages of all things, the supply chain crisis, and record illegal immigration because of their open borders, which they actually had the nerve to say the other day, the borders are closed. Which obviously they don't know what the border closed means. If it's a closed border, then nobody's coming in, legal or illegal. So these lies that they just keep trying to tell the American people, and most people are not that damn stupid and see things with their very eyes. And it just annoys me so much that the people who keep justifying and say how great Biden is, and that's not happening, you know you're lying. I know you're lying, because it's right there in front of us. And I just don't understand how people can be that big a liar. It gets me.
Well, there was a poll just done in I think New Hampshire of all places, which has now a Republican governor, is starting to turn red. 9% of those people polled thinks Biden should rerun. Nine.
And I want to know what those nine are thinking. Who are those 9%?
Look. Here's what I think those 9% people are, because I think sometimes you get paid to do all these surveys. Like, you sit down, you just do fucking survey after survey after survey, and you get paid for it. And I just think it's people who don't give a fuck, really. Don't give a fuck about politics and just sit there and say, yeah, I'm going to click this one. I just think it's people not paying attention, or really fucking, or just sitting there to fill out surveys and get paid for it.
That might be a good point. That might be a real good point. Yeah.
Yeah,
might be onto something.
But no, I'm having a high school reunion is this weekend. My 25th high school reunion, which I didn't even know was a thing. I thought they'd win in 10 year increments.
What year did you say this one was?
25 year.
Oh, okay.
So I've been getting a lot of phone calls and texts of like, hey, are you coming out? You coming out? And I almost caved and just said, fuck it, jumped in my car and just spontaneously drove out there. But then I realized that's a 16-hour trip. That's 32 hours round trip. Yeah, it's breaks, this and another. It turns into almost 34, 35 hours on the road, just spend a weekend there. Now, if I was a little bit closer, if I was within 4 or 5 hours of it, I would go. Because Hannibal is fucking awesome on the 4th of July. The fireworks show's awesome. The food on Main Street's awesome. The carnival's awesome. The little things they have going on, they have a frog jumping contest. Like, literally, a week or two leading up to Tom Sawyer Days, the celebration of 4th of July in Hannibal. You know, if you're a young boy, you go catch bullfrogs, and you keep your bullfrog, and then you enter your bullfrog into the frog jumping contest. And I think he won a little bit of prize. Ain't like a whole bunch of money, but he'd win like a little bit of prize. There's a Tom Sawyer, Huck Finn, and Becky Thatcher lookalike contest, which is, you know, now they opened it up to people of color. So I don't know how that lookalike contest actually works when they were actually white characters in Mark Twain. You know what I mean?
Wait. No, wait. Did Mark Twain have a black character? Wasn't that Huck Finn's friend?
Well, I mean, he had a character named Nigga Jim, and then he had Injun Joe,
I don't know. I don't think I ever read the book.
I mean, he wrote a lot of different books besides, you know, Tom Sawyer, Adventures Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn, you know. But those are the two big ones. So, and then there's a whitewashing contest, a fence whitewashing contest, which in the political world, I don't know why that hasn't been changed to just fence painting contest. But you win a little bit of something for that. And then there's mud volleyball. Like, there's mud volleyball courts. They get out there. It's Mississippi mud. And they literally play mud volleyball. People come around all around the country for their team to participate in fucking mud volleyball. They have a beer tent called Tanya Gardens. Just get fucking drunk and you play mud volleyball. It's fun.
The mud volleyball sounds fun, but painting the fence, that don't sound any fun.
Well, those are really kid activities. Like, if you're like a tween, like below 14, 15, those are activities that you would do as a kid. I participated in a frog jumping contest one year. My frog wouldn't fucking jump for me, and then it ended up jumping sideways, and it
kind of a metaphor.
I didn't make it out of the prelims.
Kind of a metaphor for your life, huh? Okay.
But, you know... you know, during the summertime, I mean, I should spend more time out in the sun, but I fucking hate sunburns. I hate sunburns when you fucking try to go to bed after having a sunburn.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I wish there was a bed that did not burn you for a sunburn. I wish I could invent that because I'd become a rich man or something. But
doesn't that cool gel help?
The cool gel helps out, yes. Yeah. But
let me get you back on track. There you go. With that said, go ahead.
Hey, with that said, I came across the Mayo Clinic's suggestion for sunburns, and we have a little listener. Her name's Carrie. She works at the Mayo Clinic up there in Minneapolis, or Rochester, I should say. So shout out to her. And so this is what the website says, and there's a lot of different things in here. But as a pain reliever, you want to take, you know, ibuprofen, Advil, Motrin, or Tylenol. Rub some gel on it to cool skin. But here's something my grandma used to do back in the day, and you don't hear people using this very much, but it's taking a baking soda bath. Have you ever heard about this? Heal a sunburn?
Yeah.
A lot of these old remedies are gone out the way. As old people die, I forget these remedies myself. But baking soda is kind of just like a wonder. Wonder product, right? Baking soda can do anything.
When I was a kid, I got stung by, I don't know, a shitload of yellow jackets one time. I walked right into them. And, I had to take a baking soda bath to soothe all the stings there. But when I used to get sunburned years ago, my kids, especially my oldest daughter, she would, like, go out of her way just to slap me and all that. On the back and all that.
Yeah, I hated that. Logan would get severe sunburns. He might get skin cancer. I remember one summer he was just trying to be all cocky because he had like a little bit of six pack and packing some pecs. I was like, you need to put your sun shirt on or apply more sunblock. And he didn't really apply enough sunblock, and he thought he was cool walking around the fucking beach and showing his chest off and everything. Severe sunburn. I almost took him to the hospital. It was so bad. But, you know, you could use the cooling gels, aloe, calamine lotion. Of course, drink plenty of water, which we should do daily anyhow.
Yep.
But here's something. I always pop my blisters. You're supposed to leave the blisters alone and let them swell up and then go back down. Mm. Apparently, it prevents scarring and the fluid inside the blister actually gets dissipated and will help moisturize the skin surrounding the blister. Peeling. I hated peeling, too. Because it fucking filled up your bed. But even though I'm not very close to my brother Evan, when I was a lifeguard, I used to peel at the beginning of the summer in the May month. Who talks like that? In the month of May. But he would peel me like a little fucking, like we were chimpanzees. He would get behind me and peel all the fucking dead skin off. But the poor thing the Mayo Clinic advises there is that you don't want to peel it into live skin. You don't. You want to make sure all the skin that you're peeling is actually dead and come off. Huh. And then the other thing you want to stay away from is cane products. C-A-I-N-E products. And those cane products are things like benzocaine, dibutcaine hydrochloride, tetracaine hydrochloride. Those things are actually meant for like hemorrhoids, to reduce hemorrhoids. So they can actually hurt your sunburn more. So that is Dr. Chris Campbell's Corner for sunburns.
That's awesome.
For this 4th of July weekend. That's good shit right there. So make sure you take care of your fucking sunburns. And wear fucking sunscreen. 50 to 100. I'm pretty sure 20 is not going to cut it nowadays, because everyone knows global warming's happening.
Hey, this is off topic, but I had a conversation with an idiot liberal the other day, and they thought Charlotte was in South Carolina. So no. Now, granted, it's near the border, but still, I mean, how stupid can you be? You don't even know where Charlotte is. But hey, I had another question here that's pressing on me here. When you were a lifeguard, did you have a main rival like Corn Pop, like Joe Biden had?
Have a what?
Did you have a rival, you know, like Corn Pop?
No, of course I didn't. I had one of those fucking, like, floaty tube things.
I said, you don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, do you? How do you go from a rifle to a floaty tube thing?
I don't have a rifle.
Let me rephrase this, since you don't understand what the word rifle is. When you were a lifeguard, did you have a black dude come and threaten you like Corn Pop did to Biden?
No. No. But sometimes when I saw the little kids that couldn't swim, I would just like, oh, come on, you can survive. And I let them dip down a couple times and bob before I threw them the little fucking float thing. Yeah, I just wanted them to survive on their own a little bit. But I didn't want to give them CPR, so I rescued them before they actually got to that point.
Well, that's better than letting them rub the hair on your leg. So that's better. Okay. All right. Hey. I got a few things I'm going to throw out there to you. I mean, we're kind of getting there quick here. But, excuse me. First of all, hey, remember we talked about mayonnaise before on this program, right?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah. You can't fuck with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise is a deadly combination for anything. So, a new story in the news here about mayonnaise. Mayonnaise strikes again. A subway employee was fatally shot and another worker was critically wounded after a customer said too much mayonnaise was on his sandwich and he did not like it. So he shot him.
There's a such thing as too much mayonnaise, though.
Yeah. Apparently there's too much, and for me there's not enough. So I'm telling you what, I'm going to say it again because this is the third story of someone dying about mayonnaise. Don't fuck with mayo, people. Don't fuck with mayo. It'll fuck you
up.
Don't
fuck with mayonnaise.
Yeah. But... thought I would throw that little tidbit out there because I thought, man, another mayonnaise story. That's crazy. Also, here's one. The Army drops all requirements for high school diplomas. I mean, I guess your son's lucky he got in before that. He's not labeled as that, but what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a scary world where we have to, during peacetime, actually lower the requirements to get people to join the ranks. I was listening to a podcast, and here's really what it comes back down to, is when the vaccine mandates happened, service members were like, fuck that, I'm getting out of service.
Yep.
So now they have a backfill of manpower that they're trying to get people into the service, and they can't fill the ranks, once again, because of the vaccine mandate.
Yep. So, well, that's what I was getting at. It's really because... they kicked out a lot of people, or people chose to get out, and nobody really wants to be part of the military with Biden in charge, especially after they saw what happened in Afghanistan. So nobody wants to be a part of that. So,
yeah. Well, people want to join the military for a sense of pride. You know, all the shit we said on recruiting, you know, a sense of belonging, you know, you're serving your country, you're part of something that's bigger than yourself, but really you find out you're not doing any training, you're sitting in front of a computer doing a whole bunch of sensitivity fucking classes, so you don't hurt anyone's fucking feelings.
Yep. Yeah, I wouldn't want to join myself knowing now what they do now, so I wouldn't do it myself, so.
Yeah.
Okay, did you hear about Vince McMahon stepping down from CEO and chairman of the board of the World Wrestling Entertainment?
Well, I feel like when we watched wrestling last time, you hinted that he might be stepping down. And
No, because I didn't even have a clue. So someone texted me and told me about it. Apparently, because, you know, they're a public company now, and apparently the board members uncovered an NDA, you know, non-disclosure agreement that he has signed with some female employee that he was banging on the side. And then when she left the company, she signed this NDA, and she got paid $3 million from him. So now they haven't specified if it was his money or the company's monies, but anyway, so now he stepped aside as they do this big investigation, and apparently more is to come. So
who took his place?
His daughter stepped in, Stephanie McMahon. She came back after leaving. She stepped in to act as the CEO and chairman temporary while the investigations go on. So it is possible that sooner or later there will be no more McMahons involved in the World Wrestling Entertainment, since he bought the company in 1982 from his dad and made it this big global phenomenon. But we may be getting closer to the day where no McMahons are associated with it at all. And it is a totally public company owned by somebody else.
But Stephanie technically is a McMahon, though. So if she stays there...
That's what I'm saying, but she's only supposed to be temporary, and I'm sure if they really want to get rid of Vince, they're going to want to get rid of any ties to Vince, is what I would assume. But he still owns majority stake in all of it, though. But depending on what they uncover, there could be laws that force him to give up his stake and all that stuff like that. Could force him out. Yep. Also, I mean, and not only that, I mean, there's been allegations against him for years. There was an allegation in 1986 that they had a female referee named Rita Charlton, and he told her if she wanted to be full time and all that, you know, that she basically. Apparently he forced her to have sex in the limo and raped her and all that. And she didn't disclose it till 1992 when all this other stuff was coming out about the World Wrestling Federation at the time. And nothing was ever done about it. So, you know, this isn't the first allegation against Vince McMahon.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I don't think you could be a man in that power as CEO and that type of... some sort of allegation happening on you or right. Someone taking something inappropriately and doing something, and or maybe he just fucking did it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good possibility he did it.
Yeah, and so, I mean, when I look back on those 90s divas, shit, if I was a boss, it'd be hard for me to fucking be like, yo, Lita, what's it, you know, what's your outfit look like without those thongs hanging out of it, you know? Like, what that mouth do, Lita?
Okay.
Swan tongue, my balls.
Damn. Invented a new move there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here's a new one. Major League Baseball is now talking about expanding to 32 teams. They won't do it, though. This is all talk right now, because they won't do it until the Tampa Bay Rays get a new stadium and the Oakland A's get a new stadium also. And that could still be years down the road. But there is talk that they do want to expand to 32, and cities in the running would be Portland, which failed there one time before, Charlotte, which is in North Carolina for all listening, especially if you're a liberal idiot, Nashville, and they're talking about going back to Montreal, so... That's the team.
Here's what I never get is why sometimes in professional sports they move out of a city just to move right back into it. You know, Baltimore did it with the Colts, and then
because that's when the state said, well, let's build you a new stadium. Then that's why. They wouldn't build them a stadium. That's why they left to Indianapolis, and then all of a sudden they wanted to build a new stadium to get a team back. That's why. And that's and Montreal's the same scenario now. They're talking about building a new stadium if they can get a new team up there.
Yeah. So I just Googled it while you're bringing it up. Montreal pros, the fan base has supported the Expos quite well until ownership started dismantling the team. The metro area population would rank as the 15th largest in the U.S., even though it's Canada. A stadium, while not suitable long-term basis, could serve as a temporary home. So they do have a stadium they could use.
Yeah, Olympic Stadium, but the same one they left. Yeah.
Yeah, but there's no plan to build a stadium, like you just said. That's the key right there.
Well, no. I said that. Well, I mean, let me clarify. The people that want to bring a team back, yeah, they are working on it. You are correct. The state and the province and all that, they have not said yes, we will build a stadium, but they are open up to it because they do want their baseball team back. So, but yeah, it's not set in stone. So I should have clarified that.
Las Vegas. You said Las Vegas, didn't you?
No. See, Las Vegas isn't on the list because that's where the Oakland A's are threatening to move to. So they don't even have Vegas on the list here. So.
Well, but I've just Googled has Las Vegas. Okay. So we got a competing list here.
Well. Do you think maybe in this big internet of ours, people masterminded different lists? Maybe so.
Yeah, it could happen, you know, in a free society where.
But the reason why I say it's not on the list, not to cut you off again, is because the A's are currently in negotiations to possibly move to Las Vegas. That's why it's not officially on a list for future expansion team, except the one you're looking at, which seems to be an outlier. But go ahead.
Well, the cons is it's still only the 40th largest U.S. TV market, so that would be the smallest in MLB. Yep. And the population is mostly casino workers who work at night and not really particularly interested in baseball anyway. So it would be the tourists coming in. So I don't know if tourists can hold down, you know, a football team, a hockey team, and a baseball team.
Well, they're not going to support 82 home games, I can tell you that. I mean, football has what one home game how many times? Eight times a year or something?
Yeah.
So that's possible in Vegas, especially because people like football and you're going to get your tourists in there. I don't think they're going to support an 82-game season, 82 games, I should say, a year for the Oakland Athletics. So I think the A's are just – they're trying to – first of all, these owners don't really care. All they want is a new stadium that will generate them some money. They don't really look at the bigger picture, and they're also using it as leverage to try to get Oakland to build them a new stadium also. So, what else on your list?
So the problem with Portland is kind of like Charlotte. You know, if a team moves into Charlotte, it's going to steal Braves revenue and Braves fans. So if you move into the Portland area, you're going to steal the Mariners fan base.
Yep.
And
well, what would happen is it's like when the Nationals moved to Washington D.C., they had to pay Baltimore a big sum of money because they were taking some of their fan base. So they had to make a one-time huge payment to satisfy the Baltimore Orioles. So, but and that would be probably the same scenario in Portland and Charlotte also.
Yeah, and they're saying Charlotte football is it's too big out there and doubtful that Charlotte will support a baseball team even if they went there. So,
well, there was actually talk years ago of putting a major league team in Charlotte right there where if you're going to Interstate 40 West and it splits off to 40 business going to Winston-Salem, there was talk of putting one right there in between those two highways. Obviously, then they had the Charlotte Knights, which was a Triple-A team, so then there was no reason to put a major league team in there, so in that general area. So.
Yeah. Well, sticking in North Carolina, it also talked about Raleigh as a possible place to put a baseball team.
I have not seen that on a list in a long time, though, but it has been thrown out there before, yes.
Yeah, well, the problem is that it's a college town. You got NC State, UNC, Duke, you got Wake Forest and everything there, and people just aren't really into baseball there.
Yeah, they're not really into it in Tampa and Miami either. But they didn't stop them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Nashville really makes the most sense. If you're going to put a team anywhere, Nashville, I think it's far enough from St. Louis, it's far enough from Chicago, it's far enough from Atlanta, where they can actually build their own little fan base there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably the best option. All right. Hey, a carnival cruise. A brawl broke out on a carnival cruise on the fifth floor at a nightclub. Because apparently a threesome happened, and when the significant others found out about this threesome that had occurred, all hell broke loose, and they fought from the fifth floor to the first floor. 60 people got involved. Coast Guard had to be called to escort the ship back to port, and no word on if anybody was arrested or not. All because somebody had a threesome. I've been on two cruises, and I've never been on a threesome, so I guess I'm missing out, but these people made it happen. So.
When I came back from Afghanistan my second time, a buddy and I were going to go on to a cougar cruise. That time we were young enough to be pups to cougars, and it was one of those incentive things where cougars go on a cruise, but if you were a male between this age and that age, you kind of pay a little bit less to be encouraged to go on to the cougar cruise. And we were hoping whatever happens, fucking happens. You know me, my standards 18 to 80, blind, fat, crippled, or crooked, you know, so it could have been a good time for my standards.
I know. Lower your standards, up your percentages.
But, you know, that's fucking awesome. Where's the video of all this fucking brawl happened from the fifth floor all the way down to the first floor on a fucking cruise?
Oh, I'm sure you can find it online. The story I was reading didn't include a video clip, but it had some pictures. So I'm sure there's a video somewhere. You know, everybody with their little phone. So.
Yeah. But, you know, I say this all the time. You know, when people get caught cheating, they always want to beat up the person their significant other was fucking. Why? That makes no sense. It was the significant other that really made the decision, put themselves in the situation to cheat. Yep. So why would you beat up the person that fucked your significant other? It makes no sense.
You're true, but everybody's guilty of that, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think my life's ever been that way. I was just always pissed off the person that cheated on me.
Really?
I never really wanted to beat up the person, yeah.
I can think of a different story in 2008, but you know what? We won't even bring that up.
Well, I can think of one. And you worked at a mall? Is that where you're thinking?
Yeah. That's the one.
Okay, yeah. But that's a little bit different. That's because he was also abusing my kids. That's kind of where my anger was.
Okay.
Which is a totally different story. We'll leave that for later. Listeners, but fucking up.
I think you touched on that in the very first episode, to be honest with you. We'll move on. All right, Snoop Dogg, he raised his full-time blunt roller's five-figure salary due to inflation. The guy was originally making $40,000 to $50,000, and Snoop Dogg just gave him a big raise to roll his blunts.
I know. What a sweet job, dude. Why is it, like... Out of all the weed that Snoop Dogg smokes and blunts he smokes, it's that dude's fucking blunts he fucking got stuck on. He's just like, this is the best blunt ever rolled for me, and I'm going to hire you.
Well, let me take it from a different angle here, though. I mean, Snoop Dogg's a Biden supporter and hated Trump. If I was Snoop Dogg, I'd be a little pissed that I had to pay the guy more just because of inflation. But no. Still Biden's doing great things, so. But, you know,
there's that, but I mean, Snoop Dogg, you know, it's amazing how far these gangster rappers from the 90s has came about fucking Murder Was a Case That Gave Me to now I am a political activist, you know.
Yeah.
Ice Cube just came out. He joined up with the NFL to help black entrepreneurs escape the ghetto in their small businesses, so...
I thought the Black Lives Matter organization was taking care of all that with all that money the NFL and everybody else gave them. I thought they were taking care of all that.
Apparently, there's a mansion or two got built off that Black Lives Matter. All that money. Talk about some embezzlement.
Yep, no accounting at all. Well, let me touch on this abortion thing real quick, and I'm not going to go deep into it because me and you stated over and over. We care less either way or the other, but I think these people are overreacting. They keep saying you're taking away our rights. We've already covered it. It never was a right. These people don't know anything about the Constitution. They don't know anything about states' rights. It was just kicked back to the states. So to put it back to the voters and the legislative people that the people vote for, which is how it's supposed to fucking work to begin with. But here's my thing, though. The leftists that are all out there pissed off, putting memes putting memes and misinformation on social media, this, that, and the other. You know who they should really be mad at?
Who's that?
The people they voted for, the left. Because when this thing was done in 1973, Democrats had every opportunity to codify it into law. During the whole Carter administration, they controlled everything. They could have done it then, but they didn't do it. Why? Because it's a political issue. It's like immigration. Got to kick it down the road every 4 years for political purposes. Bill Clinton, they controlled everything for 2 years. Did they pass it then? No. Why? Because we had to kick it down the road to the next election. And they endorsed Barack Obama. They had control once again for 2 years, and they didn't do it again. So it's these people they're voting for who get elected by saying, we're going to make sure this stays right, blah, blah, blah. And they had every opportunity from 1973 till just a few years back to actually codify this thing into law, and they didn't do it, all because of political purpose. It's the same reason why you got the border issue, because they don't want to fix it. Trump's the only one that wanted to fix that, and you saw how that went, because he was an outsider and they didn't like it. Politicians love these issues to use every 4 years. So I just want to point that out, that if they want to be mad at somebody, be mad at the idiots that you keep electing into office, because they lied to you constantly and got your vote and then played you like a sucker and the fool you are. So that's my take on that.
Hey, with that said, feel free to email us at 2MinuteShit@gmail.com. And, you know, I know this is a sensitive issue, but we also talk about all the sensitive issues out there. So drop us a line, send us a long email, short email, tell us what you think. And if not, if anything, shit, they still sell the Plan B pill out here. If you need me to bring it out there, and we'll sell it as a markup, just the same way they do caskets when you die. So I figured if you're killing an embryo and a baby, there's got to be a markup like a casket when a human dies, when a person dies. Yeah. So let me know if y'all need those pills. I could probably run them out to you and be y'all's mule.
Well, I just read earlier that Walgreens is putting a limit on how many of those that you can buy. So.
Well, I mean, hopefully there's only one or two of them I need to buy.
They're apparently in high demand all of a sudden, so, yeah.
I don't. I mean, as a guy, can I buy a Plan B? Because it wasn't just until this whole Roe v. Wade got reversed or struck down that, you know, liberals identify what a woman is.
Yeah.
So I know this last justice, she could tell us what a woman was, and for the longest time they were telling us that men could get pregnant, not women. You know, I just women have allowed men into the world so much that you can pretend to be a woman and then beat them at their sports. So I just want to know what a woman is, and as a man, can I buy Plan B? Because clearly I don't need to use Plan B at all. But if I can identify as a woman, I should have the right to buy Plan B, right? That's the logic, right, George?
Apparently. And from what Kamala Harris says now, you better teach your sons about what all this means to them now, because apparently they just can't go stick it in, even though I guess the female never had nothing to say about that. And, you know, now they can't just get rid of the problem now.
Well, I said this when I was an instructor on Camp Johnson, and part of we had to talk about, you know, sexual assault, this, that, and other, but part of the conversation was in healthy dating and healthy sex habits. Why is it a woman can't carry fucking condoms around just like a man can carry condoms around? Matter of fact, it's probably better if a woman carried around, because typically most women carry a clutch
or a purse. They have.
And we would just throw them in our wallet where they get fucking ruined anyway.
Every female I've ever visited their home, they always had some in the drawer. I knew one girl who had like a little goldfish aquarium full of condoms. They got them. They just want to pretend like they don't. Yeah. But they all have them in their little drawer somewhere. Just waiting on that moment. So don't give me that horse shit.
What kind of chick you been with that has a whole goldfish fucking aquarium full of them?
She was in the Army.
My man.
actually met her in Kuwait. Yeah. But anyway. Okay, so enough on that. But all right, we're gonna be done quickly today, because I mean, well, we're already about 50 minutes into this. But only one other thing I wanted to bring up. Is the other day we discussed this when I was up there at your place there, and we're thinking of getting a new name. I know we said last year we were going to rebrand and all that, but you know, things fell through and all that. But now we can do it simple. But we're thinking about just getting a new name here. 2 Men in a Shed is outdated. It's outdated.
Yeah. You know, I go back and forth about this all the time. You know, should we rename our podcast? You know, but then a traditionalist in me is like 2 Men in the Shed. It's what we branded for almost 2 years now. So maybe we could put it to the listeners. Like, once again, email us at 2MinuteShed, totally uncensored, gmail.com. You know, once we change our names, we're going to have to change our email also.
Yeah, well, that was too long, remember?
But what, you know, I go back and forth on this. And, you know, what brought this conversation up is a guy you served with has a podcast named The Barracks Room.
Yeah.
Which, to me, that's a great fucking podcast name.
That's a cool name. Now, I don't know what his substance is about, but I never listened to it because he wasn't really a friend of mine, a colleague. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool name, you know?
Yeah. And it's simple to the point, you know, it's military related, but shit that goes on in the barracks room, the conversations I know I've had in the barracks room, probably you also, you know, expanded the universe of topics.
Yeah. So, listeners out there, if you got any ideas or anything, because, I mean, I don't know, I'm like you, I kind of go back and forth on it myself, but some days I'm thinking, yeah, we should just rebrand it. Then I'm like, I don't know, why not just stick with the tried and true, but I don't know. Let's see. See if we can get some input from some of our listeners out there.
Yeah.
And drop us a line, send us a text.
We toss around, like, cigar and cigs, you know, what's the other ones we talked about?
Get in touch with us any way you want. Just don't send it by mail because it might not get here. Because I sent a stool sample out to Wilmington and I got a phone call that apparently they couldn't test it. My shit was old and who knew? Who knew, right? So, tell us your thoughts on that. Otherwise, what is today anyway? Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday, last month of
June. Yeah. I got to go over and fill in for Mikey tomorrow because he's out of town. So I got to go play his role for 2 days. That's why I had to come back when I came back. And, you know, I'm not looking forward to it, but I'll go knock this out. But then I don't think I'm going to travel anywhere for a while. All these driving is, you know, it's just wearing me out. Plus, I think I'll stay for another month here, and then I might hit up your way permanently again, and we'll see what's going to happen from there. But that's all I got for this week.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing going on big time this week.
Yeah, that's why I didn't go out to Missouri. I did a lot of traveling the past couple of months. I just didn't feel like driving out there.
Don't blame me for that. But all right, well, with that, I guess thank you for listening, folks. Drop us a line like we said, and I guess we'll talk to y'all next. Everybody have a happy 4th of July, even though it's the most expensive one ever, thanks to Joe Biden, which actually we forgot. What did you learn this week, Chris?
Well, I learned that let's see, that you're in love with Buc-ee's. I learned that baking soda is a miracle product that can do fucking anything you want it to do. I learned that 9% of New Hampshire voters want Biden to rerun. So I learned quite a bit.
Well, I learned that Joe Biden made this 4th of July the most expensive ever when last year they were bragging about saving you 8 cents for hot dogs, if I recall. And also learned that shit goes bad. I mean, you can't test it after a while. So, you know, that's two things I learned this week.
Who would have known that Dookie Dude goes bad like that?
You know what? I got that phone call, and I thought they were going to give me test results. You know, oh, yeah, you definitely have cancer and all that. And I was prepared, you know. I was like, okay, cool. But then they told me that, and I was like, that one really threw me for a loop. I was like, okay, well, I guess shit happens, right? So, all right.
There's scientists out there that analyze ancient poop.
Well, I don't believe any scientist unless it's Dr. Fauci, Mr. Science himself. So, all right. Asshole of the week?
I'm going to have to go with USAA because it's almost like your fry saga, my rent saga.
Did it turn out to
pay rent online.
Did it turn out to be their fault?
USAA told me that they unblocked it June 9th. Come find out, they didn't do that shit. So I called today, spent 47 minutes on the phone with them trying to figure all this out. Mm-hmm. And finally, the lady's like, oh, yeah, that didn't get done. So I'm going to re-put it in. So here I am arguing with my landlord. Yeah. Like, no, they told me it's been lifted. It's on your end. And then come find out, I had to go face-to-face with them and pay them in, money orders. I had to pay them in the money orders because I can't pay them any other way.
Which cost you extras.
So I felt embarrassed and I felt fucking stupid because here I am fucking almost cussing them out, saying, no, y'all are fucking me over with all these fees, and come find out it was my own bank that fucked me over. So, fuck you, USA. Okay. I knew you would go downhill as soon as you started fucking ass spokespeople like the fucking Gronk and all this other shit. You start paying all that money to all those other fucking people instead of taking us care of his customers. Well, I might fucking change banks now. I was fucking USA.
You know what? The same thought just crossed my mind as you were speaking, that once they started getting bigger, and sooner or later it was bound to happen. Shitty customer service also. Yep. So I don't really have an asshole of the week, so I'll just revert to USAA since they fucked you over, and that'd be mine also.
Yeah.
So that gives them two votes.
And they used to be great. I used to call USAA awesome customer service. Yep. Great customer service. Yep. But I spent 47 minutes on the phone today just to fucking find out they didn't fucking do anything for me. So, matter of fact, they cost me $100 in fees and late payments for my rent because when I set up online, it was supposed to be unblocked. Yep.
And don't forget money orders.
So
you gotta pay for that.
Well, that I'm not really gonna say much about that. I think that was like $1.75 to get money orders. So
still $1.75 you could have used at the pool table at the Black Rose.
You're right. You're right. So. Speaking of that, I'm gonna brag a little bit. I don't know if John Beauvais is gonna fucking listen, but Max and I both beat him last night for a fucking X and score some points.
Really?
So the games are usually 6 points. If one game is 6 points, and the point total ended up last night 4-2. So we got 2 points off of them. And they won the league last year. They were number one team last year. So right, well, and they always talk shit about how good they are over us, and fucking Max and I both beat John. So
all right, well, keep making friends at the Black Rose, you know, with the new bartender and all. So,
yeah.
All right, now with that, we will finally cut it off. We will finally call it a week. So thank you for listening. Chris, you got any last words?
No, that's it. Thank you all for listening. Tell five of your friends.
All right, everybody have a great 4th of July weekend. Talk to you next week. Bye.